You think it's been worth it?
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Neustyle.
Yes!
DJ Neustyle.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Dress on, let's make believe that we are wealthy for just this once. Lighting firecrackers off on the front lawn as 30 dialogues bleed into one. I wish the world was flat like the old days, and I could travel just by folding the map. No more airplanes or speed trains or freeways. There'd be no distance that could hold. Distance that could hold us back. There'd be no distance that could hold us back. So this is the new.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk. It's not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Ah.
Hey,
no.
Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Oh.
Snap.
Oh, man. Oh yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Finally a new show, new episode of the DJ New Style Show. Coming at you semi-live on thereisnoradio.com. Exclusive Tuesday night programming. Before we can get to any of these pleasantries and all these grandiose descriptions of what I do, that's right, Rammstein. Wollt ihren Haupt und Garen untergehen? Ha ha ha! Yes! Oh man. Man oh man, that's what I say. My levels are fucked up. You know, this makes me really want to learn fluent German. I don't know about you, Frankie boy. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing fabulous.
Fabulous.
How's everything?
I don't know if you noticed that professional fade out there. It didn't get the credit it needed. I'm sorry, but I'm just too good sometimes. I can turn a knob. Make it fade out.
Right.
You have the touch. It's the new year, in case you didn't hear the chorus of the song we led the show into for the 75 times that it played. It's the new year, Jeremy. 2007 is completely over with.
Right. It's the new year. I was hoping to get a new introductory song, but apparently not.
No. If that were the case, we probably would have had four songs already.
Okay.
This song has been used and probably will be used until the show is completely done.
Okay, great.
Completely done. Jeremy, you have no say in too much of the production.
I understand that.
You have the sandbox that I let you play in that we call... We call Germ Freak Radio.
The playpen, you mean?
The playpen.
I know my place.
Yeah, that's where you can do whatever the hell you
want
to do.
Right.
But the only thing that you can really do, because you only have like a shovel and a broken pail, is make that one little semi-cylindrical castle.
And it's not even one of those shovels. It's not even a shovel with a point. It's like a rounded shovel, you know?
Yeah. And I notice I'm saying semi in front of a lot of words. But that seems to be the perfect I don't know what the fuck you even call that. What is that?
I don't know what you're trying to get to.
What is semi? What do you call that? What's
it's
the
half
word?
And half. Half and half?
No, I understand the definition of
partial.
It. Prefix?
50%?
I'm looking for what it is, and I think it's prefix. So, preposition, Steve the LARPer, checking in. Yeah, we're not live on There Is No Radio right now, for some reason. But
must suck.
But you know what? We'll record it. It'll be played in a replay. We are live, however, in our Pal Talk room. That's where everybody's hanging out and sending some feedback. On somebody's sending feedback in. They're saying that's shocking that we're unable to connect to that. I don't know who.
I think
I don't know who, and I don't think that we should say who.
Yeah, definitely not.
So, Jeremy, how do you feel about the changing of the year on the calendar? Is that a depressing thing for you? Is that something that bothers you?
Just the fact that I'm just that much closer to death, you know.
Yeah. I mean, oddly enough, that gives me the opposite effect. I get elated at that fact that you're 1 year closer to death, Jim.
Right.
Because
I
know that there'll be one family that won't have to worry about dropping their toothbrush on the floor and fucking using it. What will Dad think? Nah, not now. That last year ticked by.
I'm not sure what your point is. What are you trying to say?
I'm just trying to reflect, Jerm. Just trying to reflect. It was a pretty decent year, 2007. Pretty decent in that I can't really think of one fucking defining moment of it. I really just can't. I try to think of something that's like you think of 2007, you think of, and what is it? Because 2001 is the Trade Center, and 2000 is, you know, when the Mets blew it in the series, and 86 the Mets won in the series, and they stepped up.
Right.
Probably did some fucking shots. I don't know, Jerm. What is the defining moment for you of 07?
Let me just think.
Wow, this is amazing.
There's nothing. I have nothing.
No, it was a really nothing year, and I'm glad it's over with. Because 2007 is gone, and we successfully rung in 2008.
2008?
It's all about
2008?
Hate. 2008. It's all about...
Is that what you actually said? Hate?
Yeah, it's all about the hate. In 2008. Or as Solera, you know, wife to our friend Alki. Actually, she's our friend too. Why would I give the relationship and qualify the relationship as the friend? They're both our friends. Solera has said that it's clean slate in 2008. But
okay.
I have to say 2008's got to be about the hate. This is when everybody can't do anything right. Everything somebody tries to do, you cut it down. You insult it. You criticize it. Tear it down at the fucking most base level. Jerm, this is going to be a rough year for you. I have a feeling this is going to be a rough year of about 30 to 20 episodes of this show. in the sense that it's 2008, and you're never going to be able to do anything right. Even if you think that you have some shining example of excellence that you're putting out there for everybody, I will find something to just absolutely loathe about it.
Okay. That's what you enjoy, putting people down.
It is, but now see that the year rhymes with it? It kind of makes it okay.
Right.
It really does. Does. Whatever. Think of Solaire, you think of Dizzy. I don't know. It's all about relationships, I guess. So, Jerm, how exactly did you ring in the new year?
Wow.
Well, I don't understand. What's wrong?
I didn't know that this was going to be brought up.
Well, it's New Year's. We missed New Year's. We missed Christmas.
Okay.
We kind of did a Christmas show, so why not start off 2008 by saying, how we rung it in? I mean, it's no big deal, right? Typical stuff. Maybe you tip back some kind of drink, or maybe watch the ball drop. Look at that fucking excuse for a celebrity, Dick Clark. What did you do?
I went to a house party.
You did? Oh, really? So you took your wife, and did you leave the kids at home, or?
What did you say before the kids?
You probably left the kids with a babysitter, but you and your wife went somewhere?
No, that wasn't the case, no.
I don't understand.
You know what?
What happened? What did you do? You went alone somewhere? You left your wife home on New Year's Eve.
If you want to put it that way.
Okay, well, where did you go?
I went to a house party of a friend.
Whatever you're doing right now, you're typing, you're doing something else. It's trying to distract you from really telling the story.
Mm-hmm. I went to a house party had a nice time. Had some empanadas and
you had some what? Pinatas?
Empanadas.
Oh.
And that's pretty much it. It was
Who'd you go with?
I went with No, it's what he's leading up to, Solaire. It's what he's leading up to. I went to Solaire and Alki's annual New Year's Eve bash.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
How'd that work out for you? Did it work out pretty well?
Oh, I enjoyed the party very much.
They're great hosts. They always
very, very
throw
nice.
Great parties. I always hear that.
They're very nice. I had some delicious Dominican Republic food and empanadas, which is filled with different meats and cheeses in a nice flaky pastry shell.
Who did you? You just went alone?
Yes, I went alone. I got permission from the missus, and she said,
"I see." So you just hop in the car, drive up there, show up alone. You probably didn't even bring anything.
Uh huh. I bring a couple people.
Oh, who'd you bring?
A Barbara and her boyfriend.
So you brought a Barbara and Tidbit.
Right.
Really? Okay. So Barbara and Tidbit, that's good. You stay late, you maybe had some fun, couple drinks, maybe one or two, and everything's good, right? Rung in 2008?
I did not consume any alcoholic beverages. I had something called an amp. It's a Mountain Dew flavored amp.
That's good. That's very responsible of you.
I'm responsible.
Yeah, I mean, you were driving, so you didn't drink anything.
No, I would never drink when I drive.
That's good. That's very, very good. Now, you seem like you're walking on thin ice here. Why? What's going on? Can you just fucking level with me here?
Well, it was a very nice party. That we had a little mishap on the way home.
What happened?
What is that?
I don't know. What happened on the way home?
One of the occupants got a little sick.
Barb got a little sick. Who did it? Who got sick?
The person in the back seat.
Oh, so you pulled over, they puked on the side of the road? Very, very difficult for you to deal with, I know, because you don't even want to be within a mile of their puke.
Actually, the puke went into my child's baby seat.
So right into your baby seat. How does this happen? Explain to me, please, how this happens.
Apparently somebody drank to the point of...
Okay. Go ahead, please continue.
Obviously, somebody drank to the point where it's he can no longer handle the capacity of the alcohol, and the person got sick and decided to heave his bodily fluids on my car seat and in my leather chair. Thank you.
Really? So it went all over your leather interior, your baby seat. Did any of it reach the Purell pump that we saw in the video on frankenbarb.com?
Nothing reached it didn't move it to the front. It just stayed in the back seat, which was okay. And then so that's what happened. Somebody threw up in the back seat of my car, which is not a very pleasant experience. And
as we know, you're afraid of anything with germs. Anything that could possibly be something that would contaminate your car, or something you're going to come into contact with, is just something you're fucking afraid of. So he just smeared it all over your fucking car.
It's exactly. It's pretty much somebody's stomach flew all over the back seat of my car and my child's baby seat.
Awesome. So I mean, you're understanding. I mean, he's obviously intoxicated. He probably couldn't control himself. The whole situation worked itself out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Over time, it did.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how did that work out? I mean, what happened?
Well, you know, I may have overreacted, perhaps.
We have Rob Giggs checking in. Did you sell the car?
I did not sell the car, no, but I have not been in the car since. I've been using my wife's car.
So you just left it there to solidify?
Yes. It's in my driveway.
No, the vomit I'm talking about.
It's in my driveway fermenting.
Do you know it's January 8th?
It's fucking... and today was a hot one, too.
And it's unseasonably warm. It really is. Did your wife see this at all? Does she know any of this happened?
No, she doesn't. And let's keep it that way.
Well, I'm gonna tell her.
No, it's not necessary.
Okay, I won't tell her, but I find it really odd that she hasn't figured out why you're only driving her car.
Well, thank God she hasn't had much to do last week. So.
So what if she? What if you wake up or roll out of bed or wherever the hell you fall asleep, and you look outside, her car is gone. Only car available is yours, and you have to go somewhere. What are you going to do? How are you going to deal with that? Because now what's happened is the bacteria has let off all kinds of gaseous waste, and the air inside the car is much like when somebody dies and you open up their car for like 3 months later and it's got all that fucking mold, mildew smell. Well, now it's that, but it's all born from puke and whatever else was in Tidbit's stomach.
Essentially, if you want to put it that way, I suppose.
I said, what are you going to do? Say essentially what that's how I put it.
This weekend, I'm going to handle the situation by obtaining some protective gear, face masks, gloves, things of that nature.
So just like a little like Michael Jackson breather you're going to put on?
No, just something like that. Some kind of hazardous toxic waste outfit.
Hazardous waste outfit?
Yeah, it's just some kind of protective gear, like a hazmat suit of some sort.
I mean, it's vomit. There's no fallout. There's no fucking half-life on Tidbit vomit. Although I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. And we'll take it from there, and hopefully it'll all work out. Yeah. And I'll clean it up, and we'll move on. As far as the car seat, that's been placed in the garbage.
You put it in the garbage?
Yes.
Those aren't cheap.
Tell me about it.
So you took this car seat that just had a little throw up on it, threw it right in the garbage.
Right in the garbage. on Recyclable Day.
Doesn't your wife notice? I mean, it's pretty hard to not see a car seat.
Well, she doesn't really go in my back seat too often.
Well, no, you can walk by a car and see a fucking car seat. The point is that the point of the car seat is that people know there's a fucking baby inside. So
actually,
there's some visibility.
Right, right. What can I say?
How does she not know? Like, what if she finds out? What's going to happen? That's what I'm getting to here. I want to know just what the fucking the penalty will be for you.
It'd just be a, you know, just probably a yell. Just some kind of...
she's just going to yell at you.
Yeah, nothing much. I mean, you know, I don't expect... I just don't want to deal with it at this point in time. I had a headache and I didn't want to deal with it. So what are we going to talk about next?
No, I want to know... I want to know what... Why didn't you clean it up sooner? Like, why not? Why wouldn't you just clean it, get it over with? Because right now, it's not done. There's not... The whole thing is still not settled. As long as that puke is there, it's not settled. And I know when you're driving, you're still going to picture that covering of puke. And now that it's had just an opportunity to fucking become part of the car, it's grafting itself into the seats and into the rugs. It's never going to be the same. It will never be like new again. You'll always have those splotches, and you'll always remember that day and whatever argument transpired. You're never going to forget it, and it's never going to be over.
I haven't looked at it that way, but I'm assuming you're probably correct.
But why wouldn't you just clean it?
I'm going to clean it. I have to set myself up to do it, and this weekend is my I'm going to go to Home Depot and get some industrial strength cleaning supplies, and take it care of. That's all.
Okay, I see.
Hopefully,
I mean,
hopefully,
you seem uncomfortable. You seem very uneasy. And
you know,
I have to say, even working with you before this, you've just been, like trying to get ready for the show. You've just been, like, a fucking scatterbrain. I have to believe this is just siphoning so much fucking concentration from you. You just have this in the back of your head.
Well, you know what? I don't appreciate the fact that this was brought up without my knowledge. It was a very touchy subject, and I don't appreciate the method of you bringing it into the room. And it was very uncalled for, especially the background noises of the vomiting.
Well, no, I mean, we're not doing that anymore.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you my thoughts and the situation.
I'm sorry about that. That's my fault, Frank.
See, that's
please.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Please, I'm sorry.
Somebody had an accident in my car. Okay.
Oh, man, all over your child seat. Little Luke is going to have to sit in a fucking puddle of fucking... of champagne. And the reason it's water hitting water is because there's so much of it.
It's just laying right on top of itself.
Just a fucking tidbit lets like three bottles of Andre loose all over that fucking kid seat.
Right, right.
Jesus Christ. Oh man, I tell you, it's fucking New Year's though. I mean, and it's time to put all that old shit behind us. As far as I'm concerned, you can chalk that up to shitty 2007. And you know what? I'm gonna adopt Solera's viewpoint just for today. Clean slate in 2008. And then I'll reserve the right to go back to 2008, because I need to. I feed off of that stuff. I mean, Germ, it's always a new beginning. Whenever you start something new, you have a kind of vision for how you want things to go. You have some hopes, some dreams, things that maybe you want to avoid, that you're afraid of. What is your outline? What do you see for 2008 for you? What is in your future?
Pretty much the same as 2007.
What's that?
There's no need for change. Change is bad. I like to live every day to be the same.
What was the last year that you've had change? Like, I mean, any good or bad change? When was the last one that you could recognize as not being the same?
Probably 79.
So you've been living 1979. All the way up until last year.
Third year was very good for me. third grade, I did very good in school that year.
So you try to keep the same mentality. Obviously, you're doing a little bit of the learning because you're you're not shitting yourself, and in fact, you're afraid of doing so.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why? What's your deal? What do you have in store?
In 2008, I intend to get a house of my own.
Oh, you? Well, that's very adult of you.
It's not going to happen. So okay. I also intend to slack and not do that, and ultimately put it off until 2009. So I see me accomplishing all my goals for the year. I like to set goals that I know I'm going to do.
Right. You set your goals very low so you know that you'll accomplish them.
I know. It keeps me happy.
Right.
For example, I'm not going to like ever have a car that I won't drive because there's some puke in it. That is a lifetime goal. But for 2008, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe net a few more listeners or something like that. Maybe get a new co-host, somebody funny that doesn't
fear
shit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I know, it would be. No, I'm not talking about about three people. I'm talking about one person. Me and one other person. Maybe not you. But we'll talk about that later. We've got a presidential election going on. I know you love the presidential trivia. You're not very good at it. I understand. It's okay.
No, I'm very good at presidential trivia.
No, you're not.
And it really gets under my skin when you say I'm not good at it.
But you don't know anything about the presidents.
I know a lot about the presidents.
Well,
and I've stumped you many times.
No, you've never stumped me. So as somebody who claims to know a lot about presidential trivia, this must interest you, the election process, the who's going to be the next name you have to memorize and bring up in some bullshit trivia questions for years to come. Like, who do you think is going to be the next president of the United States?
I would say either McCain or Giuliani, but the problem with Giuliani is I can't get past the fact that he married a second cousin, and
oh, you have to excuse me, Jeremy. You have to excuse me. I just
it's odd because it always sounds the same. The puke.
I know. It's
yeah,
so awful. Please,
very
continue.
Odd.
Continue.
Anyway. I don't know if and I also do like John McCain. That's pretty much it. I'm not really following the current election too much. I do like the last name of Huckabee. It's pretty unusual last name.
So do you think we could ever hear President Huckabee?
I think it would be nice. It's a nice ring to it. And as far as the Obama, obviously we all know that what that sounds like, and that's the problem with him.
Oh, well, I'm looking at this Pal Talk room, and I have to say, it is somewhat banging. And I'm not even going to go to that clip right now, because I see somebody very special. I see Tidbit 88 in the chat room here.
What's up, Tidbit?
Tidbit 88, does this turn your stomach when you hear this? Just picture this semi-solid, and there's another semi. Keep a count, guys. That semi-solid just shit hitting the water and splashing all over your seats. Just reliving it like a Vietnam vet over and over again. Yeah, so I don't know if Tidbit's listening right now, but Tidbit, we kind of discussed what's going on. Maybe you want to call in. I don't know. It's 316-768-4472. 316-768-4472. We got Germ Freak here, supposed presidential trivia expert. I disagree, but he pretty much is really interested in the presidential election and no
has I am?
You are, and you have a fail safe way of selecting a candidate, and that's does his name sound good? It's like it's like women trying to pick a fucking team for the Super Bowl. Looking at the uniforms, which one they like best. Huckabee sounds nice. Jerm, what is wrong? What's going on with you, man? You're losing it, son.
I'm still not getting over the fact of what you're doing.
What do you mean what I'm doing?
You're showboating.
How am I showboating?
Well, listen, you know, you got your friggin' audio effects. And,
you're trying
to add injury to insult, and it's not something that I appreciate. I thought that you were above that, and it's not something that I'm happy about.
Hmm.
Thank you. Now, shall we move on?
I mean, I guess I don't want to appreciate you calling me a showboater.
Well, you know what? I don't appreciate the fact that you come on here and you bring up a topic that I had no knowledge of discussing, and you try and throw me under the bus. And
throw you under the bus?
Exactly.
That's what you think I do?
Well, listen. What could I say?
People are calling for Kent the movie guy. They're saying get rid of Germ. Steve the LARPer, even though he knows he's terrible, is trying to become the co-host again.
I want to say that I met Jersey Girl, and she's a very wonderful person, and I even kissed her on the cheek. Thank you.
Well, what did Nickelback have to say about that?
I don't know if I met him. I don't know if he was there.
Really?
I don't know if I he may have been. I wasn't introduced to him.
Oh, he probably wasn't there, Jersey Girl said.
Okay.
I hope everything is still well with those two. They go back pretty far.
Right.
They go back pretty far with the DJ New Style show. But you just said something very interesting here. If I can deviate away. You know that every year some fucking arrogant fucks release a list of words that are banned. Words that were overused in the prior year and they don't want to hear in 2008. And I guess they've amended it to phrases now. And these are the overused words and phrases for 2007. And you just used one, Frank.
Which one was that?
They reference it in the form of sports announcers. But throw under the bus.
Oh.
Throw somebody under the bus. They say in 2008, sports announcers are urged to drop throw under the bus when assigning blame to a player. I'm going to extend it to soon-to-be-fired and replaced radio hosts. You should not use this. I don't like when certain words get overused and stuff like that. I'm very guilty of it, but some words are just fucking buzzwords and need to go. And to an extent, I agree with this list, but there's some that are just fucking ridiculous. Some that are just fucking terrible. I mean, did you get a chance to look at this?
I glanced over it, why don't you tell me what you're thinking?
Well, I mean, they have the meaningless use of random and sweet, and I mean, if you've ever walked in a fucking mall,
yeah, I'm very conscious of never using the word sweet to describe anything. I just it sounds too hippie-ish.
It sounds very gay. It almost reminds me of like something Stifler would say in fucking American Pie. And if Stifler would say it, it's probably not cool fucking 8 years later.
Right.
Yeah. It's not good. I do use random, though. I say random a lot. I have to watch that.
I never noticed that as being a trendy word, random. I've never noticed to me.
What a completely random omission. I don't know. I'm going to tailor my speech habits to Reuters. And I really appreciate that they ban words every year that I shouldn't say. It's fucking, it's just awesome. Really is. Really is. And I want to apologize that, I said you hate black people. But we all know why you're not voting for Obama. I mean, come on, don't fucking.
Dude, listen to me. I don't appreciate that. And it's got nothing to do with that, honestly.
Okay, whatever. It's fine.
Right.
We got feedback coming in from Dan and Cal, our buddy Dan Wright. He says instead of a word that should be banned, he's proposing a phrase for 2008. I like that idea. I want to hear more phrases for 2008, clean slate, no wait, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He says, throw up on the baby seat, new saying for 08. That's what he says.
So we're just going to continue with the same line and the whole fucking night? Is that what we're doing here?
What?
Are you just going to continue with the same topic and just intersperse it throughout the rest of the evening? Is that what's going on here, New Style?
I think that's exactly what's going on. Are you getting... is that aggravating you? Are you upset?
No, I just wanted to double check.
No, okay, good. Good. Yeah, among the words of the band list and phrases, I guess they are mostly phrases. They're saying that this is the new that. Is one of those things. For example, like 40 is the new 30, or pink is the new black. And they listed some fucking examples I've never even heard. Like chocolate is the new sex. If I've ever heard anybody say chocolate is the new sex, I would probably just punch them right in the throat. I would punch him right in the throat. Just some fucking Sex in the City stupid phrase that it sounds like. It's just dumb. And Jersey Girl's calling to retire Bedazzled, and it's never going to happen. I'm sorry. It will never happen. Frank, do you have any words that you want to retire? Any phrases that you're tired of hearing of?
Pink is the new black.
I think we just fucking said that.
No, I'm repeating it. Is that what you said? I don't know what that even means. Pink is
well, it was justification for guys wearing gay clothes.
Oh, I see.
Guys would roll out with a pink collared shirt.
The term metrosexual is being overutilized.
Yeah, we can just go back to calling them gay. I think that's exactly. Okay. Let's just go pretty back much. To calling them gay. A guy that loves moisturizer and fucking manicures, we don't need a big word for him.
Just right. And you know what? I saw a guy the other day, and I could have sworn it looks like his eyebrows were waxed, if that's even possible.
Like, completely off and drawn
on? No, just like waxed like a woman.
Really?
They weren't bushy, like a man has bushy eyebrows.
So every man's got to have bushy eyebrows.
Well, it's a little masculine to have bushy eyebrows. You don't want them to be like a pencil.
What about someone that's been on chemo? Do they have to be bushy or else they're gay? Sorry, you smoked 30 years, you're gay. No eyebrows. Germ okay. Freak says.
You know what?
Germ Freak says.
It's going to be a long fucking hour and a half, let me tell you. All right, so...
Yeah, Jersey Girl's not feeling the bushy eyebrow. I actually have bushy eyebrows, man. So that must mean I'm all man. Bushy eyebrows. Frank, you don't have... Your eyebrows look like they're fucking pencil thin.
What are you talking about?
They look like you draw them in with a fucking eyeliner pencil.
They're very thick and masculine.
They're not... That's... I wish I had somebody that I could just point to and say, isolate that. But it really would be me. And I'm too lazy. I really don't have the energy to do any of these things. I really don't. Oh, we have Italian people trying to disrupt the room.
Oh, interesting.
I see it. That's pretty easy to take care of. DJ New Style show here. We got a lot of people in the DJ New Style live room on Pal Talk. If you're listening to this on the podcast... Maybe you should hang out there. Catch this shit live. We're not going over There Is No Radio for right now because there's some kind of fucked up error, Germ. I don't know what you did, but I don't appreciate it. I really do not appreciate it whatsoever. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm just waiting for the next sound effect.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Who's in the room now? Did you see somebody just come in the room now, Frank? Talking all that hot shit. Talking all that shit. About how I'm not tolerating vomit in my car.
You're a goddamn fucking liar. How fucking dare you do that to me? You son of a bitch. You brought it up.
I know.
I didn't even want to. See, now she's pissed off. I didn't say a goddamn thing. He brought it up. God damn it. He brought it up. I didn't say a friggin' thing.
Well, I would encourage her to call up.
And not only did he bring it up, but he's playing repulsive sound effects in the background as well. And I find it despicable. I wasn't even going to bring it up. He brought it up. And he didn't even tell me he was going to bring it up beforehand. He just slid it right in.
Yeah, I think we need to have her call in. As our friend, I can't just let Barb sit there and have... Just Germ insult and grandstand about what he's going to allow and not allow in his car and who he's going to drive and who he's not going to drive. I won't have any vomit in my car. I'm not going to let anybody smoke in my car.
If you think for a second
I'm not going to knock that fucker out for puking on my baby seat, you're out of your mind. I'll fucking throw him out the car onto the road. He's just going out of his mind. And it's not right, because they're your friends.
Enough.
Dude. I'm going to stab him.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said all these things. I'm not...
You're a prick. You're being a real prick.
2000 hate, bitches.
You're a prick.
2000 hate.
It has since been... consummated and corrected. It's water under the bridge now. We are moving on with our lives, and I don't care to bring it up anymore.
Hmm.
I admit it, that I overreacted.
God damn. I didn't expect that one to be that good. See, when I'm playing these drums, I'm just really going through Google. I don't have anything fucking prepped as far as the sound effects go, and that was a goddamn goodie right there. Like, most people hear fucking, you know, corks popping and maybe fucking noisemakers and shit. This is the noisemaker for your New Year's Eve. That's what it was. I think we need Barb to call in. I think we really do.
You know, we're getting requested to drop phone lines, and I'm not really sure what that even means.
You know what? I think Skype. I don't know what's going on right now. I have no fucking clue. My fucking cell phone's ringing. My motherfucking phone ringing. But why don't we take a quick break?
And hopefully we can resolve this.
Yeah, we gotta resolve it. Skype apparently isn't a big fan of ours right now. So Germ, you did an episode or two of Germ Freak Radio, did you?
Something like that.
Why don't we go into that? Into the what we like to call the sandbox, where we let Germ be Germ on the DJ New Style Show.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
Jesus, don't get fucking... Don't fucking jump down my throat because you're fucking eager.
Well, you asked me twice. You asked me twice. I don't like repeating myself.
How about you just fucking do it then? I don't know what the hell got into you. I mean, maybe you should take a fucking nap.
I want to take a goddamn nap. You told me not to.
Because you get
Dude,
lethargic.
Come on, man.
That's because you get lethargic. Now stop your fucking
Whatever.
Yapping. Are you yapping?
No.
Good. Now, would you please do the first one?
Okay. I have the mic locked, so, all right.
Anytime you want to begin, go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Anytime. Anytime you want to begin.
Okay,
ahead.
Shut the fuck up. All right, just calm down. This group made rock history at... Fuck! All right. It's been a while, dude. All right, calm down. I apologize. This... All right. Just... All right, calm. Hold on a second. Just let me get my thoughts here. Okay. This rock group. This rock. Fuck! Alright. This band made history. Okay. This band made history as the first all-woman band to top the Billboard charts with a number one album, as well as write their own songs and play their own instruments. From the fucking whore! Alright. This all-female American rock group formed in 1970... Ugh. Are you still there, dude?
Would you please just fucking do... Would you please just fucking do this?
All right! I want to know if you were there! This rock group made history as being the first all-women band to top the Billboard charts with the number one album, as well as writing their own songs and playing their own instruments. In the year 2000, Rolling Stone named it one of the 100 greatest pop songs of all time. It's 1981, The Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed. Oh, I nailed that, baby!
Can you hear them? They talk about us. Selling my ass, well, that was a price. Can you see them? They run through them. They have a shield, nothing can be revealed. Doesn't matter what they say. In the Dallas game, people play. All that's unreal. There's a weapon.
DJ New Style Show.
Germ, okay, what do we have going on in this one?
I'm doing the next song. I'm going to introduce the next song.
Oh, okay. Well, keep in mind, I know that every now and then you tend to stutter. If you stutter, you do. But if you stutter and you need to restart, I've developed a program that will automatically edit that segment out if you say, cocksucker. Cocksucker, help me, cocksucker.
Okay.
But you have to say it quickly. I didn't say it quickly because I didn't want it to automatically edit my segment out.
So if I say cocksucker, cocksucker, help me, cocksucker, then it will re-edit it out?
It just did. It works like a charm.
Okay. So every time I screw up, I got to say that?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Okay, let's edit it. Why don't you edit out this section of us talking right now and then go into your bit.
Cocksucker, 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 help me, cocksucker.
And begin.
This song from their 1984 album, Cocksucker, Cocksucker, Help Me, Cocksucker. This song from their 1984 album, Cocksucker, Cocksucker, Help Me, Cocksucker. During the bridge of... Cocksucker, Cocksucker, Help Me, Cocksucker. During the bridge of the next song where the lead singer says, Cocksucker, Cocksucker, Help Me, Cocksucker. During the bridge of the next song where the lead singer says, I can barely see the road from the heat coming off of it, the guitarist can be heard revving his Lamborghini in the background. From the 1984 album, Got the Feeling, Power Steering, Pistons Popping, Ain't No Stopping Now, it's Van Halen with Panama! We'll be right back.
bitches. Oh yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming, usually on thereisnoradio.com, currently not, but we're definitely in the Pal Talk room. That's right, we got a lot of people here, it's definitely banging, definitely, definitely. Let's see how many more times I can say these things. Germ, I apologize.
About what?
About a lot of things. But one thing I'm not apologizing about is bringing up the vomit thing. Dude, I have got to shit in the worst way, and I didn't even take a dump during.
You know, don't you have any modesty when you talk about your bodily function like that? There's women in the room here, and why would you want to talk about something like that? Talk
we
about
all do
something
it.
Like that is very vile.
All these women do that too. You realize that, right?
No, they don't. No,
women
they
don't shit, right? Well, speaking
of
being
that.
In deep shit.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. Phone line finally back on. Sorry about that. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who might this be?
Tidbit 88.
Tidbit 88. You feeling alright tonight, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better.
You feeling a lot better? You know, you're not gonna upchuck, puke, vomit, barf, blow chunks. Spew.
Yeah. I recuperated the next day.
Yeah. Guess who didn't? Our buddy Frank that still hasn't recuperated. To the point where he hasn't even been in the car. Not to clean it, not to drive it.
Oh my god.
He's been using his wife's car the entire time. And it's entire time, I'm saying a week. Your vomit has been festering in his car for a week.
I'm a part of his car now.
You are. You are officially part of his interior. Frank, what do you have to say?
That seriously is fucking disgusting. The Dude. Car's done now. Before, it would have just costed a new baby seat. Now it's a new car. You can't fucking drive in that shit again.
You just can't. You're never going to drive it again.
I offered to pay for it. He turned me down.
I felt awkward taking money from a friend. Thank you.
But you didn't feel awkward yelling at a friend like a little kid?
Wait a minute. There was yelling going on? I was not aware of this.
This is getting awkward now.
What? You didn't know that?
Why is it getting
he
awkward?
He screamed at me. If Barb wasn't there, we would have been fighting in the street.
He was screaming at me.
Who do you think would have won?
I woke up.
Who do you think would have won?
I woke up puking. Just I would have won, obviously. I woke up puking.
We were on the State Parkway.
I did not even know I was doing it. I woke up to puking in a baby seat, and then all of a sudden, to some fucking bald guy yelling at me, like I knew I like.
What did he say? Can you do? I know you do. You do somewhat of a Frank impression. Can you kind of guide us through what he said?
I'm trying to think. I was pretty drunk.
Uh-oh! Uh-oh, Frank! Uh-oh!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
OMG. 316-768-4472. Happy New Year to you!
Happy New Year, Frank. You talking shit?
It's a babble. It's a
I'm not talking anything.
So we have Frank's two guests to Alki and Solera's New Year's bash, which was obviously a good time. You guys had a great time there?
Oh, great party, man.
Everybody agrees. Now, the one thing you guys can't agree on is what the perfect amount of time to get over just puking a car is. Apparently, you guys are over it, maybe seconds, maybe a day. Frank, more than a week.
I didn't care right after it happened.
We were laughing in the car. We were trying not to let Frank see us fucking laughing our asses off.
So what type of stuff was Frank saying?
Well, it was mostly in response to Alex telling him to stop yelling at him like a little kid, and he was huffing and puffing. As soon as Alex threw up, he was sleeping. I turned around, saw him, Frank saw him. He pulled over onto the side of the highway and turned on the light in the car and sat there for about 15 minutes in fucking silence.
And scream for me to get out of the car. Get out of the car. I'm done. It's done, dude.
They were going to fight on the side of the fucking highway if I wasn't there.
So, Frank, you saw it? You actually looked at it?
I didn't even see it.
Took a glance at it.
You could, well, okay, what color was it?
It was just like a
cream color.
Exactly, like a cream colored.
A little cream. Oh, man, it looked like fucking Bailey's. Just spilled all over your fucking kid's seat.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, Frank. What was going through your head as you stood there just fucking stunned?
Honestly, what was going through my head was a thought that I'm going to have the smell of puke in my car for the rest of my life. That was going on.
You are now.
That goes along with the same line of thinking that you're going to have the same car for the rest of your life. So.
Thanks.
So, now, maybe you guys can say something that'll maybe cheer Frank up, or maybe make him wake up.
Myself and Tidbit have actually mended the fences.
Was that before or after you started talking shit on the air today?
Excuse me?
I don't know.
This was all patched up.
Hey!
What the fuck?
New style, you son of a bitch. I didn't bring a goddamn thing up.
Okay. Can't hold his liquor. Smells. Just fucking doesn't control himself.
He's a lot. Tidbit. I swear to God, he's lying. Listen to the replay.
I totally would have beat him up if Barb wasn't there.
You fucking troublemaking instigator.
I don't know.
You guys will have to wait a couple days to hear the podcast. So the proof is there.
No.
We're friends.
You're a goddamn liar, Newstyle, you son of a bitch. You are a goddamn shit stirrer.
Hey.
We're never, ever puking in your car again.
You know...
So you were... That apology was bullshit, Frank? You apologized to me for how you talked to me.
Tidbit. It was sincere, dude. He's a fucking troublemaker. He's an instigator. He gets off at seeing people in trouble times.
He's lucky,
you know,
I pulled over to the side of the road to kick his ass.
Frank, you do.
You have a very comfortable car, Frank.
Frank,
I know it's right off in there.
You did wrong, though, right?
What, Bob?
You know what you did wrong, right?
Your boyfriend?
No, you, idiot.
No, excuse me?
Frank, you took responsibility for driving drunk people. Therein, you take any responsibility that happens with them. I've fucking driven drunk people plenty of times. They puked. I don't fucking cry and scream and try to fucking yell at them for 20 minutes. I'm not a little kid. You have to deal with things like an adult.
I'm not going to Well, is puking in a car an adult?
I was drunk and you knew I was drunk and you agreed to drive.
Earlier in the evening, you told me you've never thrown up in a car before.
Earlier in the evening, I told you I had. Frank, I said I had thrown up in a car, and I told the story of when I did it.
Tidbit, I'm not raising my voice. I'm not going to argue with this again. We've patched our fences.
So are you just going to stay quiet because we're still on the phone?
Wait till I make him clean my car. Wait till I make him get me a new seat.
You're a goddamn liar. You're a goddamn liar, you son of a bitch. You goddamn instigator. He's a fucking liar, Tidbit.
So you're going to clean that thing out or what? You just love me so much you want to keep part of me in there?
It will be taken care of this weekend.
By who? You're hiring a team?
I've got a hazardous waste control company coming over and taking care of it. Let's just leave it at that.
This is a common day thing that happens. People throw up. You should clean it up and then it's over.
Frank, your kids have never thrown up anywhere.
In his defense, though, I mean, he's not really concerned with the shit that comes out of his kids, because it's probably like animal crackers and fucking and like edible Purell or whatever fucking whatever.
Well, in the same way,
like milk bones.
Yo,
I bet you make your kids chew milk bones for the minty you know, breath.
Yeah, it's all a joke to you, isn't it, Newstyle?
It's all a joke. I mean, when you say such vile things to my friends and behind their back,
you son of a bitch. Somebody posted something in the room right now, and he's a goddamn liar.
Oh, we have something here from our buddy, the Gorilla Position. He says, Frank PM me, saying Alex is a little kid because he plays with WWE action figures.
Yeah. First of all, I had no knowledge that he plays with WWE action figures. I had no knowledge of that.
Oh, so you're just making that up, too?
No, I have no knowledge if he does or doesn't.
I know, but you're just making things up left and right. Frank, you have to learn to respect people. And not talk about them behind their back. Learn to talk to them right to their face.
You know,
you're not over it, Frank.
I am totally over it. He brought it up tonight. I didn't bring it up, Tidbit. He brought it up. I wasn't even going
to
mention it.
You need to bring it up, Frank, because there's obviously issues that are unresolved.
I'm gonna wipe it up with his beard. I mean, just all kinds of things. Just nastiness.
You're a fucking liar. Take that back, New Style, you prick.
I mean, I wish I could. I would take it back for you if I could, but I didn't say it. You know?
You son of a bitch. Are you,
Frank, if you really felt so serious about this and you really felt like I was violating you, we could have fought right then, but now you're just going to talk about behind my back about it?
Tidbit. He
we could have solved it right there.
I didn't bring it up again. I never brought it up. I didn't tell anybody about it in any rooms or anything. I kept it to myself.
I think he even took one of my kids' toys. All
what?
The things that you said. You just fucking, you leveled all these charges at him.
Wait, what? Are you saying it? What are you saying now? That he took one of my kid's toy?
Wow, you're a good actor, Frank. Really? I mean,
Frank, I didn't steal any of your kid's toys. I didn't even see any toys in the car.
You looked?
Yeah, I looked.
He couldn't even be straight, Frank.
Oh yeah,
you know what?
What, Frank? You think he's looking for WWE action figures? Because he's such a kid, isn't he?
You know what? Now I'm hurt because Jersey Girl is just typed something in here, and it's a total falsity.
It's completely not true. He actually said that about Tidbit. She's saying that he called Barb a whore, but it's not true. He called Tidbit the whore.
I never this is wrong.
See, you're stuttering, man. You can't just go around talking shit to people that, you know, you seriously, you don't know what this does to people. You have no clue what you're doing, Frank.
Don't you sit there and scold me like a child.
Oh,
Frank, look who's fucking talking.
Yeah, you were scolding me like a child.
Well, what were the type of things he would say to you?
Well, right when it happened, he was screaming at me, "Get out of the car! Come on, get out of the car!" I'm like, "Yo, I stopped puking like 10 minutes ago. Why would I get out of the car?"
That's funny. After he already puked, he's screaming at him to get out of the car on the fucking parkway at 2 o'clock in the fucking morning.
So what were you drinking? What was the drink of choice there, Tidbit?
Alcohol.
Well, I drink a lot of champagne. But I think what did it was I took a bunch of shots. I took some weird black
step
vodka
up,
shit.
Pussies!
That fucking shit fucked me up.
You stepped up, you did some shots, and you paid the price. Well, actually, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank really paid the price. Actually, you probably felt pretty good after you left the car.
I felt really good right after I puked. I was like, oh, I can drink again. I feel good now. And, Frank, if you think about it, it kind of is good that I puked in your baby seat, because if the baby seat wasn't there, I would just puked all over the back seat.
Well, the car's ruined now anyway.
Yeah, but he could have prevented that.
Yeah, but he's incapable of, I guess, taking a seat out of a car.
Yeah.
I don't understand, Frank.
Nutty. It's just nutty. I mean, these are your... I'm embarrassed here, having to be between... everybody in the middle here, just fucking, I'm sitting here awkward. I don't quite know what to say. These are my friends, and you're being a dick, man. What do you have to say for yourself? Seriously, what do you have to say for yourself?
We've resolved the issue, and we're moving on.
Hmm. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if you actually did just resolve the issue?
Right.
Yeah. I think you should apologize to them. I really think you should sincerely apologize for all the things you said about them tonight.
We already made up.
I think you know what, the damage has been done tonight, Frank. I mean, Barb, Tidbit, wouldn't you prefer to hear some kind of sincere apology?
I would.
Yes, he said he made up, and now he's saying talking all here about all the shit he talked about me. Well, was it honest?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
You know what? This is going nowhere.
You're pretty defensive right now.
And you're stuttering and shit. You're all nervous.
You know.
You're lying.
You're so honest and true.
I can't win here. I can't win here because I got a tag team action. Plus, I got a goddamn host who gets his dick hard by hearing people in utter torment.
Well, I can't fucking even deny that.
What is your obsession with hard-ons, Frank?
I mean, he's right, but he really shouldn't be talking about erections. It's kind of gay.
Busting.
Frank.
I want to know how big it is now, too.
Oh, isn't that right? Don't you always do that? Why do you always, Frank, why are you obsessed with knowing the size of another dude's cock?
I'm really not obsessed with it. I just, you know.
So then you can know how much cum it can hold.
Wow. God, I know. Listen, I know he said a lot of rotten things about you tonight, Tidbit. You know, I'll apologize.
I didn't say a goddamn thing.
I apologize on his behalf. I, Germ Freak, apologize for saying so many rotten things and doing so many wrong things to you, Tidbit. I apologize wholeheartedly.
I accept your apology, but how can I know this won't happen again?
I don't think you can. Frank, I mean, how can you get their trust back?
Yeah. I would like to have you drink one night to the point where you're going to pass out, and I'd be more than happy if you sat in the back seat of my car.
Oh, every day.
Oh, well, that's really nice. Oh. All from the pukey seat. That's really good. I demand you get a new car before you're off from a ride.
Yeah.
Take your wife's car, the one that you, you drive around in now. I mean, if you're truly going to make it up to him, he's got to be in a clean, comfortable car. He doesn't want to sit in his old, crusty puke.
I'd have to do floppy seconds.
Or at least throw down some fucking sawdust or something. I don't know. Put something down. Peanut shells or something.
I can't.
Well, I want to be honest with you. I went to an auto parts store today, and they have these vomit bags that I did purchase. So I will. If you ever in my car again.
He was asleep when he did it. Do you think he's gonna fucking sleepwalk and open a bag so he can not puke on your kid's safety apparatus?
Then you would just yell at me for not using the bag.
Oh,
like,
wait.
The bag was right there. Why didn't you use the bag?
Hold up. Our buddy Dan right here is saying that Frank was calling Tidbit a cocksucker during Germ Freak Radio.
Excuse me?
I heard it.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
You know, Dan, you're supposed to be the voice of reason. You're the consigliere of the room here, and you're doing this to us?
You were talking about me? You were talking about me when you said that?
Jesus, you love Godfather. No. We get it, Germ.
No, I did not call you a cocksucker.
Let this go.
Tidbit, don't you see what he's doing? He's cutting between us.
Why are you harping on this, Frank?
He's playing it up!
Ridiculous.
Frank, if I knew I was going to puke, I would have tried to get out of the car. I was passed out. There's nothing I could do about it.
You know what, Frank? You're lucky he lived. Because if he pulled a fucking Bon Scott and died in the back of your car, how would you feel that? Have a dead body in your car.
Ask one question. Why is it that when I had asked you, when Bob asked you if you were okay, you said yes, and then 5 seconds later you vomited in my car?
I don't know how vomiting works.
I don't even remember saying okay.
Yeah. That happens within seconds.
Yeah, Frank. Frank, he was passed out.
I probably was okay when I said okay. I don't remember saying okay. I probably was fine when I said okay.
Frank. What would you rather have in your back seat? A dead body? Or a vomit stain?
Please answer the question.
Please answer. No holding back.
I'm okay with the vomit stain.
Okay, so you're glad that your friend is alive.
Why are you going on and on about this today, Frank?
Get a goddamn chisel and a fucking wet rag or whatever the fuck you have to do to scrape it off your fucking seats.
Listen, I've hired a team of experts to come in and take care of it this Saturday, okay?
Team of experts. Who?
Yes.
Stupid.
So that's why you're mad, because I said I was fine, and then I puked. So if I didn't say I was fine, then it would be okay?
No, no. It's
I was drunk. Well, I could have said anything right then.
Tidbit.
I could have said there's fucking unicorns on the highway. Does that mean that you'd be like, okay, unicorns?
Tidbit.
Frank, I hope... you know what? Frank, I noticed that you've taken a shine to some faggy drinks. You told me just a couple nights ago you had about 3 Mai Tais at a Chinese restaurant. Is that right?
God.
You're getting into the girl drinks?
I had a couple Mai Tais and some other drinks.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Barb, Tidbit, and Frank. What is the worst possible drink for a hangover and to puke? Is it a nice vodka tonic or maybe a beer? Or is it a fucking drink with a pineapple slice and fucking whipped cream or whatever the fuck?
And multiple liquors.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Your girl drinks will make you puke. And I, you know what? I hope you puke all over yourself the next time you go out to a fucking China buffet. Or whatever the fuck. No, go ahead.
Those fucking shitty flavored rums, they'll get you sick before you even get drunk.
Ugh. Just fucking rotten. Voodoo Child's in the room. She's going to stick with beer.
I just like fruity drinks. If that makes me feminine, then I'm guilty.
It absolutely does, and you're completely guilty of being feminine.
I prefer a cosmopolitan over a beer, okay?
Just get like a Jack and Coke or something. Then you'll sound like a man. You don't have to like how it tastes. I thought we went over this. It's not supposed to taste good.
Tidbit gave me a list of the man drinks the other night.
Do you have it? Let's run this down.
I don't have it. He knows them.
What are the man drinks? Let's go through what, if you drank, you wouldn't be called a fag. For example, again, the Mai Tai, the Fuzzy Navel, Germ's favorite drinks. He says he likes it.
Man mixed drinks are only one thing besides liquor, either club soda or Coke.
Yes.
You can't have fucking like a little pineapple juice, a little fucking pomegranate liqueur, none of that shit. It needs to be one liquor, like one liquor and one drink. Not like triple sec and a little fucking anisette, a little cream de coco. Those are all shit that'll make you sick and look like a bitch.
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
That's the voice of a man who loves a fucking vodka cran. Vodka cran, I have to say, is
good. Yeah, that's a man's drink.
You think it is?
My favorite drink.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'd say.
I don't know about that. If you,
I'd say it's all right.
If any,
I don't like vodka.
I think it's if any of the... Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
It's because of the cranberry juice, because girls drink cranberry juice.
Yeah, that's what it is. I think if any of the ingredients of your drink could have an Ocean Spray logo on it, it's fucking good.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's
just make it vodka orange juice, and then you're okay.
Yeah. I don't even like that. Because
I don't either.
Because you could call it a screwdriver. A man's drink should be called a something and something.
Exactly.
You list all the ingredients when ordering it. That's the definition of an acceptable drink for a man.
My God.
Yeah, and maybe we should never have a color either. It never should be orange or pink. It should be either like black or clear.
Black, brown, or fucking clear. There's no purple. There should be no red hue to it. And there definitely is no adornments. Jerm, when was the last time you've had a drink that had a decoration on the glass?
Saturday.
What was the decoration?
I was just different kind of fruits on a toothpick, cherries and pineapples and oranges.
Don't you feel gay drinking that?
Did they have any penis in the fucking drink? any little penis heads on a stick?
Maybe a shot of cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that your follow-up drink?
Drop it in like you're doing some sake.
I see. No, it was, I enjoyed it, and I...
Dan, check it in. He goes, four cherries, extra cold.
breve.
Vente fage breve. Four cherries, extra cold.
Frank, you don't feel gay holding that thing and sipping it?
And yeah, you have to be able to hold it with one hand. I guarantee you he's drinking out of one of those fucking fish bowls.
Well, once you have it in your hand, nobody really knows what it is.
With your pinky out? You have it with your pinky out?
It looks like a fucking high school prom punch bowl. They're fucking like 67-ounce drinks.
Make you the red ring around your lips when you drink it.
Yeah.
He likes that.
Have you ever ordered a drink, a really large drink like that? Or was it always like a well drink, like a typical just highball glass, something like that?
I just asked for the drink and they put whatever glass they want in.
You know that they don't wash those, right? They just fucking wipe them out with a rag.
I'm aware of that.
Well, why do you order them?
Because this was at a restaurant. It wasn't at a bar. So I would think that they would wash them a little bit better.
Nah. No, if a restaurant... Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Usually when you get gay drinks like that, they'll fucking stir it with their cock in the fucking back room.
Because they figure you like that. The minute you order a fuzzy navel, just as a courtesy to the gay customer, they stir it with a cock.
Yep.
And then they use fucking man pubes as garnish or whatever the fuck. Frank, what I'm saying is you're gay because you like faggot drinks.
Did you ask the bartender how big his dick was?
He didn't have to. He wrote it on a napkin. He makes certain assumptions.
on the back of a matchbook.
Yes. So, Germ, I mean, I'm sorry, man. It is 2008, and we're kicking it off really well. Unfortunately, you're the first target of this.
I'm sure I'll be it for a long time to come.
Oh, you better bank on that.
Oh, you're such a
So, I mean, how can we resolve this? Tidbit, Barb, do you think this is something that we can walk away from and not damage any friendships?
Maybe. Never letting him
I think so. If he doesn't keep running his mouth.
Okay. Maybe you all go out for a drink or something. You know, Frank has a fucking a goddamn redheaded slut or whatever the fuck, some faggot shot, and you two have respectable drinks.
I would like to go on. He should get man drinks too. That'll show me that.
I would like for one night. I would like for Tidbit to show me how to order man drinks and drink man drinks.
Yeah, that's the way to be masculine. Have another guy order his drink. That's really.
That's about it, really.
Maybe Donna can go.
What does Donna drink?
About what?
What does Donna drink?
She drinks. She drinks the girl drinks, too.
Yeah, you're lying. What does she drink?
No, she drinks...
Vodka Knight.
She drinks, like, Malibu Bay Breezes a lot.
You probably love those, don't you?
I don't like...
They're too...
Pardon me?
Tidbit.
So she shares your drinks, Frank?
No. She gets my drinks for me, though. I ask her what I want, she'll get them for me because I'm too embarrassed to
ask for it, but then you're all right drinking it?
I'm too embarrassed to ask
for it. Hey, Donna! Do you have the Swedish fish yet?
And she's getting two drinks. Obviously, one of them is for the person she's with.
And then it's all going to go back to you. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Like I said, once it's on the table, you can't tell if it's a cranberry and vodka or a Jolly Rancher. You cannot tell.
Real men know.
Yeah.
They're both gay.
Yeah. They are
so
both gay.
So we decided that.
Especially if you have... Especially
and you know what? I went to a wedding...
Or something in the drink.
I went to a wedding, and they didn't even know what a Jolly Rancher was.
Thank God.
Yeah, no shit, because it's gay. And yeah, it's from, the 80s.
It was probably a heterosexual bartender.
Yeah.
he's never lived in California. No offense, Stan Wright. I mean... I'm sorry to make these jokes, but, you know, certain stereotypes go hand in hand. did you put the umbrella in the Mai Tai yet? Dan,
who the fuck goes to a wedding and asks for a goddamn Jolly Rancher?
You asked another man for a Jolly Rancher.
No,
and
my
you
wife
weren't
did.
Five at a candy store.
I'm pretty sure the drink is dated when they don't even make the fucking candy anymore.
All right, well, you know, they don't make Jolly Ranchers anymore?
Yeah, they don't.
Well, maybe they do, but I don't fucking see them.
Oh, God. I almost had a heart attack. Grape ones
are
the best.
They're all new now. They come in, like, a pack, like, all together.
They're all
like
rounded.
Fucking...
The minute they got rid of the sharp edges on the Gummy Ranchers, yeah. I was done with the candy.
And the single wrap? I like the single wrap one.
Yeah.
Not this fucking little White Savers pack.
What?
They come like a pack now. They're like squares.
Jesus, yeah. Just keep the candies the way I remember them, so I can always look back on them.
The best Jolly Rancher flavor is watermelon.
No, it's not. You fucking Jolly Rancher hack. It's grape or orange.
Sour apple.
Sour apple. Sour apple is just nasty. That's
that was the shit.
No, you eat that when you think you want to be healthy, but still not. I like grape because it's fake. You can never simulate the taste of a grape in a candy.
The problem
I always hated grape candy. Grape candy is always the worst in every fucking flavor.
Well,
every
Ken, it's funny with I think I told somebody Bob this one time. I like cherries, the fruit of cherries, but I don't like anything cherry flavored. And she feels that way. I think about grapes or something like that. Like she likes grapes, but not. Grape flavored things. Is there anything like about you, Ken? Are you the same way about anything?
Dude, I will eat anything. Absolutely anything. When it comes to candy, though, I prefer grape and orange. I love artificial orange and grape flavored stuff. For example, Gatorade.
Jolly Ranchers. Those icy things, those fucking, the ghetto popsicles that you can buy, like, 70 of them in a fucking cardboard box. At like,
oh, yeah.
They sell them at Home Depot, too. Like, every store has these fucking things.
Thing open with scissors.
Yeah. You need a fucking utility knife to open the thing. Every store has these. You can go to fucking Lowe's. Next to the fucking lag bolts, they'll have a box of these things.
It's like a box of 200 for like two bucks.
Yeah, it's the
25 cents.
It's frozen quarter water, basically. Let's not fucking kid ourselves. Jerem, did you ever have those?
Yeah, the dual ice pops. I've had them.
What was your favorite flavor?
I enjoyed the orange.
Oh.
Blue raspberry.
The problem with those things is that you'd hold them by the stick on. There's these two sticks. And then eventually the sticks would break
no,
apart.
No, we're talking about the push-up ones in the plastic. It's just juice plastic and you tube. Freeze them.
Oh, those things.
Flavor
oh, they're like,
ice, they're called.
Oh, they're fucking they're delicious. I sometimes defrost them and just drink the juice.
That's the best part, the juice.
You just drink them like everybody else in school has a fucking juice box or a thermos. You're drinking fucking melted flavor ice.
Right, right.
Flavor ice and fucking pixie sticks is what you had for lunch.
Right.
Anything in a tube. And nothing. Right. And not much has changed based on your fucking adult drink selection.
What's wrong, Frank?
Nothing. I just...
You're huffing and puffing the way you were that night.
Dan's got an interesting one. He says... Easy there, asshole. Dan's got one. He says, when he grew up, things were so ghetto, sometimes he used to pour a can of flat root beer into the ice tray and put toothpicks in it. Now, you guys think poor. You guys think that's fucking poor. I'm thinking it's delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It does. I'm amazed they didn't have fucking root beer flavored ice.
Did you ever freeze milk and eat it?
No.
I have, yeah.
I've never
you
done
have?
That.
Yeah, I have.
Well, is it good? Yeah,
I guess it's right. Yeah, it tastes like, I don't know, vanilla ice cream.
I always got freaked out whenever my milk was frozen when I'd pour it into my cereal. So maybe it was too close to the back of the fridge. I thought, like, clumps
good,
went into
though.
I thought
clumps of
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, I don't know. I see something solid coming out of the milk. Or what about that little waxy buildup shit?
Do you always smell the milk before you utilize it?
No. I need to, though. Because I've used some rotten milk on accident.
I always smell it. And would you use milk after
you put your nose right into it, don't you?
Right into it. Until
really
I get
courteous
little,
for everybody else.
Until I get a little wetness in my nose from the milk.
Yeah.
It's so gross. You're so fucking disgusting. You're such a living double standard.
And then I pour it for Luke.
So you soak your fucking snot nose in your son's milk.
Oh yeah, wait, you don't drink milk, do you, Frank?
Just in cereal.
Why not?
Why not what?
Why don't you drink milk?
I don't like the taste of it. It's vile. And yeah. I only drink skim milk, because just skim milk doesn't really have much of a flavor anyway. So
it tastes the same in cereal as it does in a glass.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I understand that, but I don't. It's easier to drink it when you have it with mixed with cereal than straight with nothing else.
So why don't you
Think
just
consistent.
Use
if
why
you
don't
you like
use
milk,
water?
Just water.
Yeah, use water.
Pardon me?
Use water instead of milk to lubricate your cereal.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
I like Yoo-Hoo.
Jersey Girl's checking in. Jersey Girl's checking in. Do you like chocolate milk, Frank?
I'll take it or leave it.
Okay.
I don't drink. I haven't had it in years.
Yeah, Yoo-Hoo is absolutely fake.
It's
delicious, though.
I know. It's so gross, though.
I love it.
You shake it, though. Shake. It's great.
You shake. Yeah, you got to shake. It is great. It says it on the
that's
label.
It says on the bottle. Shake. It's great.
It's actually stamped into the glass just to make sure everybody knows how to consume Yoo-Hoo. Just in case vandals have stolen the label, you'll still be able to enjoy this fucking fake beverage.
And what about how when they have it in a can, it still says shake on it, and you fucking shake it, and it blows up in your face?
Yeah. Well, that just says you should buy the glass.
The problem with chocolate milk is it gives you goobers. It makes you spit. You get that phlegmy crap in your mouth.
All milk does that. That's all dairy products, Frank.
The last time I drank chocolate milk, I was like 5. I don't remember what it does to my mouth.
Chocolate milk is great. Gotta drink chocolate milk.
I used to blow bubbles with a straw.
Wow, that's awesome. Did you ever climb on monkey bars too? Because I think every fucking kid has done that, Frank.
All right, whatever. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there. There's no need to shit on it.
I'm sorry. I mean, this is all about trying to get back on track after the great incident of almost 2000 hate. It's just trying to get back to the good graces, let everybody be friends again. Tidbit, Barb, and Germ Freak, we need to bury the puke-covered hatchet that hasn't been moved in fucking
Oh, yeah. Remember when we were driving back in silence, and then Frank would just be, like, muttering shit, like, damn it.
It felt like Mom and Dad were fighting, and we're about
to... I wanted to say something, but I was like, I'll be quiet.
Completely quiet. And I would have to throw in, like, directions or asking where we are, and he would fucking... be such an asshole to me, so that's why
I was not. Don't you dare say that, bro. I was not.
You were extremely short with me, and you were yelling at everybody, and I had to calm you guys down.
Listen, I was not short with you. Don't give me that much, for Christ's sake.
Yes, you are.
Whatever.
Very great, great end to New Year's Eve, really. Frank wanted to leave at 12:01 a.m.
You're a fucking liar! At 2 o'clock, I approached you. You like you were your head was gonna fall down. You said you had a headache or something.
Frank, and if I didn't feel good, we would have stayed until the fucking sun came up. Because I don't remember one New Year's Eve party where I haven't stayed until at least 6 or 7 a.m.
Jesus!
Yeah, I think it wasn't even midnight yet, and he was already trying to go home.
You're six a or fucking liar.
6 or 7 a.m. I mean, I'm no fucking leave at 12:01 germ freak, but that's still fucking daylight.
Yeah. The ball didn't even fucking drop yet. Germ was already trying to get out the door.
Dick Clark, you lie like that, you son
Dick
of a
Clark
bitches.
Was trying to say again how wonderful and magical he hopes 2008 is going to be. And Germ, okay, come up. Come on. Okay, guys, you had enough? Okay, yeah. It looks like Tidbit had enough fucking Andre champagne.
I think Tidbit, in his drunken state, also... I think he threatened to punch Frank in the face at the party because he was screaming at him to hurry up and let's go.
See, he got his revenge on you, Frank. Got his revenge. He didn't
Did
have
I say
to.
I don't know
no, he was, he was screaming at me, Ken. I wasn't screaming at him.
You were being so rude. Rude and rude.
Didn't I, was he barking at me or something?
What is he, DMX? Barking at people?
Bart
I got puke on my seats
because
I fucked a corpse.
Bart told me that I said to him, I don't like being barked at. So that.
Oh, yeah, you said, I don't like being barked at, and I will knock a motherfucker out.
Wow.
Well, I was feisty that night.
Wow, you were. You were pretty feisty. I think if I had any fucking enthusiasm for the show, I would definitely set up a boxing match between Tidbit, obviously drunk Tidbit, unfriendly drunk and not taking any shit Tidbit versus a very timid and frustrated Germ Freak. I think it would be a good bet.
I would definitely do it. I'm a big boxing fan.
I'm down with it, man.
Really?
I am so fucking down with it.
We gotta make this happen. We need
definitely got some weight on me.
We need somebody who can plan something to
get an undercard.
You need an undercard. A-Webs will will wrestle a bear because that's his national fucking pastime.
A-Webs will take any challenger.
He will. He will.
He'll challenge someone from the fans.
He'll stand in the center of the ring and just scream into the microphone.
Who's next? Who's next?
That's right. Oh, Jack the Gorilla Position, aka Red River Jack. He wants to wrestle A-Webs. I wouldn't tangle with A-Webs. He is a bad boy. He is a bad motherfucker. And in the life of the party, I notice I've seen him in the back of several pictures, such as a certain baby fuck party and really anything else. He seems to be like what they did with the terrorist traveler guy, like that one guy that was on top of the towers, allegedly. He was photoshopped in. They started putting him into every picture. That's what A-Webs has become. He's background picture man.
Well, wherever he is the chill spot.
It is. For hotties, sometimes, but not anymore.
True.
It's true. Plug his room. All right, so are we cool here? Are we cool?
I'm cool. I don't know if they're cool.
Never getting in a car with Frank again.
Throughout this entire argument, I've had to take a gigantic dump. I can't even express to you.
I'm sorry.
I know. You know, I do what I can. I appreciate it.
I think Frank's got a car seat you could take a dump in.
No, he threw it out. He's got a car, though. I could just shit on where the car seat used to be. He took the pennies out of my ashtray. He scraped the interior that wasn't puked on. Just going off and making up all these things.
Listen to the replay.
Yeah, I'll say listen to the replay.
I think this will only be settled in a boxing match now.
That's the only way to do it?
You ready, Frank?
I think so.
I'm so down with that.
Now,
man.
Should it be boxing or should it be MMA?
MMA.
I don't know what that MMA is.
I think for the sake of Frank...
In that case,
for the sake of Frank, it should be boxing.
Since he doesn't know what MMA is, it should definitely be MMA. Mixed martial arts. Very few holds barred, Frank.
Just make sure he knows how to tap.
Make sure you know how to tap out. Don't bring the point of your elbow down onto Frank's bald head. Be mindful of that. I think he still has a soft spot, and he's been reliving 1979 for the past 36 years.
I say Tidbit with a rear naked choke after
rear. Rear naked choke.
I seriously think I would probably kill him in an MMA match.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think
at least break an arm or a leg.
Well, then maybe we should stick to boxing. We gotta make it happen. I delegate this to AWebs. You have to arrange the match. He's got to arrange the match. Well, I think I need to take a break. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking ruin this seat and put it out next to fucking Germ's car seat on the curb. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the DJ New Style Show on, well, sometimes on. There is no radio. We got some more Germ Freak Radio, Germ. Are you happy about that?
Ecstatic.
Cheer up, okay? I'm not going to break until you cheer up.
I'm all right.
You better. You know what? I know what cheers you up, Frank. Sing the song your mother taught you as a kid. Come on.
The shortbread song?
That always cheers you up. Just sing it. Go ahead.
Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Mama's little baby loves shortening. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Put on the skillet. Put on the lid. Mama's gonna make a little shortening bread. That's not all she's gonna do. Mama's gonna make a little coffee too. Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Okay, very good. I got a shit. It's poking out right now.
It's crowning.
Be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
And next one.
I did four.
No, you didn't. You did three. I have fucking three tracks recorded.
Okay, asswipe, I apologize. Okay, I fucked up. Now let me continue. Or do you want to keep on rehashing past?
Dude... I swear to God, you don't want to fucking try me today.
What the fuck are you gonna do, you piece of shit? Dude, you ready, man? I got things to do. All right, we're next for the next run.
What do you have to do next? What are you gonna do?
I gotta play the duck game with my kids. I gotta play one game of Candyland, the duck game, and I gotta play one game of Uno. And I gotta play one game of Curious George.
And one game of Ignore Responsibility and Your Wife.
No, I'm talking about... this is Responsibility. I'm playing with my kids. Now, can you speed it the fuck up so
just
I can play with my kids because they're goddamn crying upstairs?
Go!
This June 1982 song became a number one hit for this United States band, topping the Billboard fucking asshole! In June of 1982, this song became number one in the Billboard Top 1. In June of 82, this song became number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, spanning two non-consecutive weeks on the charts. Silk and Satin, Leather and Lace, Black Panties with an Angel's Face. It's the Steve Miller Band with Abracadabra.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Magic. DJ New Style Show.
Well, we're looking to do the next one here. I just want to make sure that everything's good with you.
What's the problem?
I think your mic level's a bit off. You just don't feel like you have it all there. I mean, is something troubling you?
No.
Okay, just make sure that nothing continues to trouble you. You got me? I mean, do you like what you do? I mean, do you like being a part of this show? Because I got to tell you, I like having you on when you're able to do your tasks.
You know what you can do? You can take your goddamn show and shove it up your ass. This is the best I got. You don't like it? Get the fuck out.
Actually, you're going to have to leave because you're in my studio.
Oh, you mean your bedroom? Yeah, that's kind of gay. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry. Listen, I apologize. Copyright DJ New Style 2008. Please, continue. What song are you going to play?
Some religious figures have suggested that the name of this band stands for Antichrist Devil's Child, Antichrist Death to Christ, and After Christ Devil Comes. But the lead singer and guitarist, what the fuck? Slow down! Some religious figures have suggested that the name stands for anti. Some religious figures of the next band, right? Some religious figures have suggested that the next band's name stands for Antichrist, Devil's Child, Antichrist, Death to Christ, and After Christ, Devil Comes. But the singer and lead guitarist developed the idea for the band's name after seeing the acronym on the back of their sister's sewing machine. From their 1979 Highway to Hell album, it's AC/DC with Girls Got Rhythm.
Just a walk on down the street, wearing that suit. Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, shit. How truly anonymous the internet has become. But some people don't really realize that, do they? They live and die by it, and it's pretty sad. But you're listening to the DJ New Style Show on the internet, anonymously. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hey, big shouts to Rob Giggs. I don't know who he is, but he loves the show. And that's good. Jeremy, isn't that good? Are you there?
I'm here. He's the number one fan.
I don't even think he listens to the DJ New Style Show so much as he waits for the breaks. What is that? Do we have Barb and Tidbit on the line?
I'm here. I don't think Barb is here.
Yeah, that bitch. What? Oh, Tidbit, no. What's going on? Yeah, Barb is not here.
Nothing much.
Yeah, she hung up. Whatever, man. You know what? I just say we don't need her on the phone. We don't need her on the phone. We have the two combatants in ready for. We need to set that up. So Tidbit, I actually I think that you should have the last word in this whole thing. Lay it out there, sum it all up, and maybe we can use it as some kind of a promo for a fight that probably won't happen.
All right. Well, I'd say it was a fun night. Things happened. And
wait, can I interrupt
they were kind
you?
Of resolved.
Can I interrupt you? You need to like say that he'll rue the day or some shit like that.
All right. You want okay. me to cut a promo? Is
yeah,
that
do
here?
That. Like, just all right. Go off on a shoot.
All right, Frank. It's just going to be me and you in the ring. There's going to be no one to go talk to. No one. It's just you and me. No phones, no questions. Just two men in a ring to solve our problems. And all I got to say is that when that bell goes ding ding and we come out there, your face is going to hit that mat. You better hope there's not dirt on that mat.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's good. Tidbit, we're going to let you go, man. Just think of a good venue. Work with Alex Webbs. Try to really, let's get this thing organized. I'm going to put zero effort in, but when it ultimately comes to life, I'm going to smile.
All right.
I think
I just want top billing.
Oh, you got it. Believe me, it's definitely Tidbit versus Germ Freak. Did he hang up?
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, buddy. And please, please don't feel bad about, you know, ruining Frank's car. Oh man. Well, we're gonna let you go. And
all right.
And A Webs really is all about doing this. Apparently, he's asking Days to schedule it and stuff. And I think it might happen. So start.
He'll take the ball. He'll take the ball and run with it.
Yes, he will. Thank you very much. Jeremy, you still there? Are you intimidated at all?
I'm here.
Are you intimidated at all?
What would be there to be intimidated about?
Tidbit?
No, I'm not.
Pounding your face into the canvas?
No, I'm fine.
Destroying you?
I'm not even giving it a second thought.
You know, we never got to hear the results of Christmas, and I think last time that we were on doing a show, you mentioned that you had no gift for your wife. You had nothing that you were going to get her. Or... Did you end up getting her anything?
Yeah, I got her a nice piece of artwork.
Oh, so you got her something. That's good. What was the artwork?
Yeah, you know, just got it at the mall. Nice piece of artwork. Maybe like a, I don't know what you could really call it.
What does it look like?
Well, it's.
Is it a painting or something you'd hang up or something you put on a shelf?
Not quite.
Sculpture?
No, it's more like a. It's not a sculpture. It's more like a picture of some sort.
A portrait.
I suppose you could say that of a couple of different things. Maybe.
What'd you get her?
Well, listen. When I got to the store, it was kind of closing up. It was Christmas Eve, and the only store that was really open was Spencer's. So I got her a poster.
You got her a poster from Spencer's?
Of Menudo.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, that's all they had left, man.
They don't have, like, you have to be lying, and this is the only thing you can come up with having relived 1979. Over and over. You got her a Menudo poster?
All they had were, I could have got a Menudo poster or, you know, girls, naked girls hugging each other, and I don't think she'd be into the latter.
Well, you might want to try and find and see if she is. Maybe that might play into your favor. But no, you got her the gay Spaniards who sing well. That's good.
And I got her...
Where do you think she's going to hang it? She doesn't exactly have her own room. So you know that's going to be hung up in your fucking bedroom.
Well, I did get her something else, tidbit. I got her a... they had a special... they had a whole section of the movie. You know the movie Scarface with Pacino?
No.
You never saw that movie?
Who's in it?
Al Pacino, Scarface.
I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
So what was it about?
It was just a lamp, but it was shaped like a rifle.
That's classic.
I got her that.
Classic.
I got her that. And that was about it.
Wow. Very, very classy. Did you get her the fucking baseball hat with the plush boobs? And the fucking and the beer can holders with the two straws.
No, but I also got her that fake gum that's black and makes your mouth all black inside.
Blackjack gum, it's delicious.
And I think I did pretty good.
That's what you got her. You got her a few knickknacks and paddywhax. Well, somebody's been ringing in the line, and I think I know who it is. Jerm, I want you to introduce this phone call here.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my god.
Go ahead. Introduce the phone call, Jerm.
What's that?
Introduce the phone call, Jerm.
I'm introducing the phone call here. If I only wish you know who it was.
Hello?
Who's on the phone here? Who?
Who?
Why don't you get that translator person that you have?
Oh.
Cody, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. This is our buddy Cody. He's called in from time to time. Scientists have to hold speakers to the sides of the aquarium so we can understand what he's saying. Hold on, we have another call here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Shamu, Germ Freak, and Cody. Who's this?
Caller, can you repeat, please?
caller, please repeat. What was he saying, interpreter?
I
really need the interpreter to help me out, Cody.
Caller, can you repeat, please? Can you get me a whore?
Are you saying that to me or the interpreter?
Caller is asking, can you get me a whore?
Oh, Cody, I can't get you a whore.
Why not?
Because it's illegal, and I don't want to go to jail so that I can get fucked in the throat and sound like you when I talk.
Uh-huh.
What did he say, interpreter? I have no idea.
Inaudible whale noise.
Inaudible whale noise? Did it have asterisks on either side of it? Closed captioning? Jesus. Light piano music. So, Cody, how's your mom doing?
Oh, she's great.
She's great?
That's good. That's good. Is she dating again?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, huh? Has your mom ever had a black man? Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just that, you know. Do you understand, Cody?
Yeah, don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. I think you do know, Cody. I think you're ashamed. What do you think of
that? I don't know.
I don't understand what he said.
I don't know.
He doesn't know. It's snowing.
It could be snowing, I guess. It's not snowing here, though. So, Cody, are you still doing your sled hockey thing?
Yeah.
Kelp?
Yeah.
Did you say kelp?
Yeah.
Oh, Cody, you're kind of difficult to hear. You must have a bad signal.
No.
Oh, no, I don't think that's it. Sorry about that. So, what's up, Cody? What's new?
A lot is new.
Cody, can you do me a favor and address Germ Freak? He's not talking, and he's being very awkward. Can you say something to Germ Freak?
What's up, Cody? What's going on in Iowa tonight?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, huh?
We have an interpreter for that.
Oh, I apologize.
Thank you.
I forgive you.
Normally they don't talk to us. This is good. I like this. So Germ Freak, don't you have anything to say to Cody? I mean, he is pretty dedicated to us. You have nothing?
What do you do all day usually?
That's nice. You're obviously crippled. What do you do with your fucking time? That's nice.
No, I'm saying, do you like go work on crossword puzzles or mazes and stuff like that?
Mazes?
No, he does pointillism.
He looks at porn.
Oh, you look at porn on the computer? What's your favorite type of porn?
Braille.
What?
Girl.
Oh, girl on girl?
Yeah.
That's always a favorite. Well, all right. Pretty much it.
That's all you have for him? I mean, he's a good friend of our show.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of...
He's laughing at you now.
You know what?
He thinks you're a big fucking joke.
I don't appreciate that. And I'm...
Interpreter, what did he just say?
Ew.
It's funny, our interpreter sounds very familiar.
Caller, repeat. Can you open up your blowhole?
Oh my.
It's okay. It's okay,
Barb. Are the interpreters
Barb, you don't have to pretend anymore. We understand. The true disgust for Cody came through.
Oh, Cody.
Cody, it's nice to know you, man. You're a nice guy.
What are you saying, Frank?
I think you should hang up on him.
I don't want him, man. Why should I hang up? He's a good guy.
Cody, are you dissing me?
I can't.
Wow.
Oh, his mom's there?
Cody, I'm only kidding with you, buddy.
Oh, slow down, guys. Yeah, let's turn that off. Okay.
Yes, Cody, I'm just kidding around with you, buddy. Did your mother know you watch pornography? Okay.
Cody, oh, he fucking hung up on us. Jesus. Wow, there goes that. So, anyway, Frank, the gifts you got your wife, can we run down them real quick again? Just go through them, list them as fast as you possibly can.
A Menudo poster.
a rifle lamp, and blackjack gum.
Barb, let's say you're Donna, Barb. Let's say you're Donna, and you unwrap your gift. First of all, you're shocked that you got a gift. What goes through your mind when you get this bounty?
Like, you know she was so excited. You know she was so excited to see something cool or different. Fucking black gum, Frank. I would divorce you so fucking fast, Frank. So fast.
A Weeby Jammin' t-shirt and a fucking...
A Menudo poster? What are you talking about?
That's all I had. It was the poster. It was the last poster. It was covered with dust. There was a little tear on the end of it. And the guy gave it to me half off.
It was the display poster? The one they had in the big plastic sleeves?
Exactly.
I don't believe you for a second.
Yeah, I don't believe him either. I don't know. I don't think he got her anything.
I did get her something.
No, you didn't.
All right.
What did you get her?
I got her a nice gift. I got her something very practical. I got her a GPS system.
You got her a GPS?
And she loved it.
No, it's great that it's in the car that she can't drive because you're afraid of puke.
I see.
So okay. What brand of GPS did you get her?
I have no idea.
That's good.
Don't know.
Very
good. Same one as you.
Same one as me? What do you mean?
Whatever
same
you
one
have. Yeah, it was the same one you had. I remember what you had, and I got that one.
Garmin Nuvi.
I don't know if it was that.
They're not paying us, so you know we don't have to fucking say the product name. Nobody pays us. Jesus, Frank. You had mentioned something about being put into an awkward situation. Where you have to do something you don't want to do, and it's not buy your wife a gift, because we all know that you don't want to do that. What happened?
I was in a town yesterday, and I doing some work. It was in I believe it was in Chester, perhaps, and a gas attendant completed filling up my car. No, I did not get cut off. Smartass. And after I paid him, I apologize. I thought you were talking about the car. Okay. Anyway. Okay.
You're talking to nobody. Just fucking continue your story. You're responding to a text chat that no one can fucking see. Apparently, Barb got disconnected. And
all right, but can she call back?
She can call back. She's always welcome to call back. Just your number.
Okay.
Okay. Now continue.
Oh. The attendant said to me, "Do you want to hear a joke?" And I said, "Sure." I've never had a gas station attendant ask me if I wanted to hear a joke. So he told me a joke, and it was.
Well, what was the joke? Well, he told you a joke. He thought he had something really good. What was the joke?
This is the joke, and this is not my joke. This is his joke. He said, "How do you make a dishwasher into a snowblower?"
How?
And I said,
"Hold
how?"
on, let me think. A dishwasher, I'm not sure.
According to him, the punchline is, you hand her a shovel.
Oh, okay, because women should do everything.
Right, so I didn't really find it funny.
Because it's your reality. That's why you didn't find it funny, because it's your fucking reality.
Okay. So I felt obligated to laugh, and I did laugh, and I felt, you know.
You laughed even though you didn't find it funny.
Right.
I will never do that. In fact, I will never do that, ever, unless the person that is trying to make me laugh is paying me. That's the only time I will.
So if somebody tells you a joke, if you're at a store or something,
or Frank, if they're co-hosting my show, that's the only time I'll fake laughs, ever.
Go ahead.
Please continue.
Well, you're very good at it. So, are we ever in a situation where somebody was telling you a joke and you just laughed even though you didn't find it funny?
I did. It's happened. Mainly when you want the person to go away. You laugh really, really hard to make them think that they can't possibly follow it up. But don't laugh too hard that it looks like you're really being sarcastic. Because if somebody gets the big laugh, they're not going to follow it up with another joke. There used to be this old guy that would come around where I eat lunch, or where I used to eat lunch. But anyway, he would come by and he would go to every fucking table and say the same fucking jokes The same fucking I hate my wife jokes over and over and over again, along the lines of the gas station one. I can't even fucking remember any of them because I stopped paying attention fucking 3 years ago. I don't go there anymore, but when I was going there about a couple years into it, I just didn't even fucking look at the guy. He would just do his stand-up act to a head looking down at a fucking sandwich. Wouldn't even fucking say hello, wouldn't say goodbye, wouldn't laugh, nothing. So, huh? My wife, she says I should read more, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, God, these chips are fucking great. It's good chips. Put ketchup on them. Ignore him. Why don't you just ignore the gas guy? Just pretend you don't speak English. They do that to you. Why did you feel compelled to laugh?
Well, I thought it was nice enough that the guy is not just taking my money and running, and he wants to, you know, tell me a joke and maybe bond in some way, how I don't know. And, you know, I felt that I needed to laugh, and it's pretty much what happened. You know, it's not really much more than that.
You wanted to bond. You wanted to bond with him.
No. I felt as though he wanted to bond with his customers. Listen, I've never had a gas station attendant have any personality whatsoever. I mean, have you ever been to a gas station and the guy pumping your gas had a personality? I never was.
So he completely surprised you, and he caught
exactly.
you off guard.
They come to your window like a goddamn fucking Cro-Magnon, man. Half of them don't say, can I help you? They just stand there like a fucking retard, and they wait for you to say something. So I don't say anything to them. I sit there and I wait
you
for them to
say something.
You
need somebody
to say,
can I help you?
Exactly.
Why?
I sit in the fucking car, and I stare straight ahead, and I wait for those pricks to say something to me. How dare I'm going to give them a satisfaction to say something to them first?
You're there for a reason. They're there because they have to be there. You came there with an obvious need for something, so you should just fucking ask for it.
Listen.
I hope that one time someone does the same thing to you and you fucking stare at him for 3 hours, not wanting
no.
to break focus.
No. I stared outside, I'm straight ahead. I could see the guy in my peripheral vision just lurking there.
Oh, you don't even look at the guy? You pull
I don't
up
even
to
look
the,
at the guy.
You pull
I don't
up to
look
the
at
pump.
Him until he. I don't look at him until he greets me.
You pull up to the pump, do you roll your window down?
I do roll the window down, yes.
So you roll the window down and you just stare straight ahead. Even if it's fucking, even if, well, obviously, but that's the fucking term for it. Even if it's raining, snowing, whatever, you'll leave that window down waiting to be addressed for how long?
I've waited probably about 3 or 4 minutes. That's a long time, 3 or 4 minutes. And the guy will just sit there and...
Oh, see. This is different for some people because we're from New Jersey.
I know.
Boxwine is saying that he opens the door and walks out, hands him a crumple 20, and say, give me regular. That's what he does. But we don't have the luxury of doing that. That's not how it works. We have attendants, gas station attendants.
There are two states in the union that have gas station attendants, New Jersey and Oregon. And
It's Oregon. Don't insult the people that we have listening from that state, please. Oregon.
It is against the law to pump for a customer to pump his or her own gas. So anyway,
Frank, please tell me that you don't fucking really say Oregon.
Oregon, that's how I say it.
It's not that way. You don't fucking
whatever.
Say it. Oregon.
I say
repeat
Oregon.
After me. Oregon.
Oregon.
Where? What state is Las Vegas in?
Nevada.
You're right. But you fuck up Oregon.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ, Jim. So you just wait. People need to fucking address you before you're fucking...
Well, you know, when you have a customer who's patronizing your business, you're supposed to greet the person... You know, how are you today? Can I help you? Don't just stand there like a Neanderthal waiting for me to say something to you. You say something to me. You're my bitch. I'm giving you the money.
The thing
you
is...
You say something to me.
The thing is, their job is so simple, they don't need to fucking talk to you. That's why you have a lot of people that don't actually speak English. You don't need to fuck...
You know what I'm really blown away with?
What?
A female gas station attendant. You ever have that?
No.
Okay? Not the sexiest woman in the world. You know what I'm saying?
I've never had... Actually, that's a really good point. I've never had a fucking... I've never had a female gas attendant.
it's an odd situation. I mean, they're kind of
have you obviously
a couple of times, yeah, and as you can imagine, they're quite butch.
Do you feel degraded or emasculated that she has to pump your gas for you?
No, not at all. It's just awkward. It's just an awkward sensation.
Our own Jersey girl pumped gas in West Milford, West Millie, where the summers are hot, winters are chilly.
West Milford's a nice town.
Want to move here? Fool, don't be silly.
Anyway, and that's pretty much it. So you had to
laugh. They made you.
And this is what I don't like either.
They controlled you.
This is what it pisses me off. When they come to the window that I don't have rolled down.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do that.
What? You haven't
rolled.
You don't like when they approach your car? What, you should just be allowed to park in front of the fucking pump?
You know how they 10, 15 years ago, when I first started driving, it didn't matter if what side of the pump your car was on, where you came in. Now you got to fucking have the pump of your car facing the same side as the gas pumps.
Are you out of your mind? When was it ever not that way?
It was not those hoses or whatever are long enough to be utilized so that they can go
no,
on the outside.
No, they're not.
You son of a bitch. Yes,
you have
they
to
are.
Bring them over the top of the car and then have enough slack to shove it into the fucking tank. You have
I've
got to be
done.
Kidding me.
I've seen it done. They would put it over. I've seen it done.
Yeah, they I've seen it done too. It's incorrect.
Well, it could be done. So don't inconvenience me.
How about you just fucking know what side of the car of the car your tank is?
Pardon?
How about you just know what side of the car your tank is on?
I do. It's on the passenger side.
Oh, you ever drive a different car? Somebody else's and they tell you have to turn around. You have to turn around. You misjudged. I agree. They should have a fucking standard side. That is the gas side.
Oh,
gas
I'm just getting pummeled, aren't I?
Why? What's going on?
I'm just getting pummeled.
Well,
pummeled,
think about this. Pummeled. Let's say you pull up and get some gas. The guy's kind of nice, personable. He says, "Hey, what can I get for you?" And you say, "Fill it up with the regular because I'm cheap and I'm Frank." And then he fills it up with regular. And then while it's filling up, he goes and little water on the fucking windshield and wipes it with the squeegee of them. Goes to the back window and does that. What's your reaction to that? What do you do?
I never had that situation happen.
You've never had a gas station guy fucking squeegee your window?
Oh, I love when they squeegee the window.
Do you tip them?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm going to tip somebody for dunking a goddamn wrinkly old, smelly old squeegee into a black bucket full of brown water.
You deserve to not have any money. You should be penniless. You should be completely without money because you just don't understand common courtesy. You tip the guy if he's nice. If he does a good job, doesn't fuck you over, doesn't try to give you a different amount, and he goes the extra mile by fucking scrubbing the windows and cleaning them up, and if he does it good and doesn't leave any streaks, throw him a fucking dollar.
Right, right.
Jesus, wow. You're a fucking human too. This guy's got to sit in the fucking cold all goddamn day long, gets rained on, gets fucking, has to sit and wait to realize, oh, I didn't ask this guy what he wants at a gas station, so now I have to do this. It's to deal with people like you. Throw him a fucking dollar. The next one I go to, I'm giving him a five just because you drive. That's what I'm doing. Because eventually he might be inconvenienced by having to serve you.
You know, Ken, I've never thought about the thought of tipping a gas station attendant never popped into my head in my life.
Ever.
Ever. I didn't even know that.
What
that
do
was
you tip
customary.
For? What
I
would you tip?
That was even, didn't even know that was customary.
Frank, come up with more than one instance where you should tip somebody. Can you do that?
I will tip somebody
That one that's not food related. Just give me that one that is not food related.
Okay, we had.
This is a recurring topic.
I will tell you that. Okay,
you're cheap.
Please, are you going to allow me to answer the question?
Okay, you fucking miser. Go ahead.
A couple years ago, we had a bad snowstorm here, and the guy. It was just a couple of kids or whatever, high school or whatever, college kids, shoveling the driveway and the walkways and whatnot. And he was here for almost like 4 or 5 hours.
So 4 or 5 hours. Let's remember these facts.
Yes.
Big snowstorm, 4 or 5 hours. How many kids?
It's like 3 kids or whatever.
3 kids for 4 hours. That is a fucking a hell
so
of a job.
What happened was, it snowed and then it iced up and then it snowed on top of that. So it was difficult, you know.
While they were working, their shit
covered
over.
I'm saying.
Okay. There was a sheet of ice. Okay. Right, anyway, continue. I can't wait to hear this.
And the guy, he charged me $75.
Okay.
And I gave him $150 because I thought he did a good job.
So you give him $150?
Yes.
Wow.
So wasn't that nice of me?
$12.50 an hour. That's awesome.
But he only asked for $75.
He's probably going on the fact that it's fucking cheap. Maybe he'll get a fucking decent tip.
Also, we had some people.
You fucked him. You fucked him.
Also, we had some people take care of our leaves, and I gave them each a bottle of Foodtown spring water, 8 ounces.
Foodtown. Wow. Break out the good shit. Too bad he didn't have any fucking Sea Town water that you could give him.
Right. No, but I'm thinking, do I tip like if I go to like Home Depot and the guy helps me like
how
you know,
much?
A couple of bucks.
You really do? I don't believe you. I think that you're embarrassed that you just told the people in here that you don't.
You know what
tip?
Really pisses me off are valet people. I despise utilizing valet services when I go to a restaurant, a wedding of some sort. I try to park on a residential street so I don't have to go in the goddamn parking lot to have somebody's stranger's bare ass on my fucking seat.
So you,
only my ass goes on that seat.
So you go to a nice restaurant that, you know, fairly nice, has a valet.
I said bare. I don't know where the fuck I was going from.
Let's analyze this. Rather than have a valet guy in your car, you'll park about a quarter to a half mile away and usher your family off to their wonderful, nice dinner. So you're wearing you're probably wearing nice clothes, walking through a muddy gutter. All because dear old dad can't take a clothed ass on the driver's seat.
I don't want. What if a guy farts on my seat or something? It's disgusting.
You already had a fucking tidbit puke on it. Get over it.
Listen. I don't like valet places of valet, and I do what I can to
DWI.
Sometimes I try
BFD.
And sometimes I try to outrun them, and I'll try to like get past them so they don't see me, and I park all the way in the back or whatever. But
and then what do you do when you come out?
I go, oh, I didn't know there was valet service. I apologize. what are they gonna do at that point?
So you're raising your kids to just know that you have to scam your way. So life is convenient.
It's not the...
You're
it's
scamming
the,
so that your life
you
is more
something.
Convenient.
It's not so much of the tipping that bothers me. I just don't want a stranger's fingers and palms touching my steering wheel and touching my key ignition and touching my gear shift. I don't want their hands touching because I don't know where their hands have been.
Let me tell you...
Let me finish,
oh,
okay?
Okay?
Before any hands touch my steering wheel, they're cleansed with Purell.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you.
So, Frank, let me tell you something here. I go to Chipotle a lot, as you know. They have a tip cup by the register. Every time I go there, I'm friendly with them. I don't give them any guff, and I'll throw my change and maybe a dollar, depending on how they did, in the cup. What do you think of that? That's a tip.
I've never done that before.
But what's your opinion of that?
I don't have an opinion. I just think that you're a sucker.
You think I'm a sucker? Why?
You're because you feel obligated just because you see a styrofoam cup with the word tip written in pencil in it, that you need to put a dollar in there. And I think that's just absurd.
Fine. Well, let's just say I'm absurd and I'm a sucker. Showing common courtesy.
Their job is their paycheck, their weekly paycheck is their compensation.
That's good. That's good. Stick them to what they have to do and give them nothing extra. Just stare them down and don't give them any money. Jerome, every time I go there, I get something free now.
You know, let me tell you. I'm gonna throw you under the bus to rehash a 2007 word.
Sure.
The reason you give them a tip is because they give you $50 worth of food for $12.
No.
That's
do you think
you give them a tip?
I do that now because do you think they started giving me free food for nothing?
Don't you feel bad that you're stealing from the company?
No, I don't. Germ, let me ask you this. Do you think they're just going to give everybody free food? I guarantee you they give you nothing. If anything, they'll charge you extra because you're such a hassle to deal with. They will charge you extra, and not only that, you will probably have a scrotum in your burrito.
A what?
A scrotum. Someone will dip their balls in the guac at some fucking turn of the game. That's what's going to happen to you because you're mean and you don't tip.
By that time,
God, here comes no tippy again. No tippy coming through the line.
By that time, my food will have already been given to me, so it really doesn't matter if I tip them or not, because it can't do anything once my food is given to me.
Ah. But you're gonna come back.
I will not come back.
You never eat at the same place twice.
And they won't remember me. I come with disguises.
You do not wear disguises. Shut the fuck up with your disguises. What do you dress as somebody with hair who's kind?
Yeah.
Just completely mask your true self. Anyway, Germ, I think you need to be a better tipper. Yeah, we did some a little bit over tonight, but I don't know. I don't think we had anything else we needed to cover. But
I think we pretty much got everything.
Yeah, we did. Germ, again, it's the new year, 2008 or clean slate, 2008. Why don't we end with our New Year's resolutions? What do you resolve to do in 2008?
I'm giving up gefilte fish.
That's really good. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what you give up for Lent. Exercise and hard work.
I see. Interesting.
That's awesome.
All right.
You didn't even ask me mine.
Sure. What's yours, Ken? Never gets old, does it? Mm-hmm. All right, we done or what? Mm-hmm.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
I sassed you. I resolved to sass Germ Freak in 2008. Thank you very much, everybody. This here is the DJ New Style Show. Oh, snap. Germ Freak, thank you very much for being a part of that. Thanks go out to Tidbit and Ababada. Also, Dan Wright.
And Cody
and all the other whales of the sea. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. DJNewStyleShow.com. Germ, I want you to say something when it stops. You fucked it up.
I can't hear anything.
Say something.
Cockblocker.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, people.